So at the end of the day, he said to me, it was like, people think that I don't like Pittsburgh. I don't like James Conner. I don't like these guys. He's like, yes, I was disappointed they went out and spoke about my contract, understandably so. He was like, but I still want them to do well. There's still guys that I work with and that I've put in this extra work with blood, sweat, and tears. Like, I still expect them, I still want them to do well. And he was happy for James Conner after that performance. But that performance also justifies why he's not there right now, right? If you're gonna give James Conner 31 carries, imagine what you would give Le'Veon Bell.
David. Football. Football David. The Dave Dameshek Football Program. Available on Apple Podcasts and at NFL.com/DDFP. Now here's your host, Dave Dameshek.
That right there was Maurice Jones-Drew talking about the monocled Le'Veon Bell and how he watched the Steelers play in Week 1 in a gross affair in Cleveland. Coming up on the Thursday video show for the Dave Dameshek Football Program, streaming NFL.com/DDFP live, or if you don't see it live, NFL.com/DDFP. More of that conversation with Maurice in our Week 1 exit interviews. Also, Reggie Wayne. Much good stuff there. Also, we settle the debate after Patrick Mahomes' big Week 1 performance there. We finally, and his old man, of course, was a baseball pitcher. We settled who has the more versatile arm, baseball pitcher, football QB. We took David Carr and Cole Wright, a former minor league pitcher, outside there at NFL Media, and we tested it. And that science experiment is there for your eyeballs. Like I say, NFL.com/DDFP is how you can consume it at 6 p.m. Eastern or watch it in rerun. Either way, hi and hello and welcome to the Dave Dameshek Football Program. I hope all's well wherever you are. Here in 66, we're ready to roll. Let's say hello to everybody. Fresh off a victory that took about 42 hours to complete. His Miami Dolphins now perched at 1-0 on their way to the tri-state to play Sam Darnold and company. Here he is, everybody. It's Handsome Hank. That's enough.
Yeah, we don't have time.
Hey, you have plaid on your rolled-up sleeves there, Handsome. That's a weird thing. Who decided that was a good idea? I'm not saying it's a bad one, but it is an interesting step forward in fashion that people's button-downs now have a liner that basically you could reverse the shirt.
Yeah, it is an interesting one. Thank you for pointing that out, David.
Sure.
I'm glad we got an opportunity now to talk about this.
Sure.
When I purchased the shirt, I purchased it for the outside of the shirt, and it wasn't until actually when I put it on at home that I really, and I always like to roll my sleeves up. That's kind of my thing. I notice you've stolen it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But
looks
like
good
to
on you. I figured
up.
I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, I have strong forearms.
You do. You have hairy forearms too.
Thank you, hairy. Yes.
Yes. I don't.
I always forget to shave them. But I didn't know until I had rolled the sleeves up that it had plaid on the inside, and I don't love it, to be honest.
That's my grievance. I don't say it's a bad, but that's happened to me.
I'm not a fan, but I like the shirt still, so I wear it and I tolerate it.
I've been bitten by that snake myself, so I feel your pain. But your Dolphins, they survived that one. It was the most under-the-radar NFL victory I can recall.
Well, it took an awful long time. My wife has birthed 3 children in less time than it took them to birth a win there.
Well, that means you conceived an extra 2. I mean, if she birthed 3, unless she was pregnant with triplets.
No, not at the same time. I'm just saying if you added up all the time that she was birthing.
I got what you're saying.
Then
if you aggregate her birthing,
the birthing
then
period,
it would equal the amount of time.
It would be less than 7 hours.
I'm sure she appreciates that.
Yes.
I'm sure she appreciates you comparing her birthing to a football game that was delayed by lightning.
Can we start this again in case she's listening?
No, I'm going to make sure I send her the link.
My wife does not listen.
What would be easier to pass, a human baby or a pigskin? Something to think about. Let's say hello to the other
Ronnie's
voice.
The right person.
You know. Just heard there. He is the voice of
my brain is a
the Los
right
Angeles
now.
Chargers. He has the finest radio show in all the land, along with Petros Papadakis here in Los Angeles. AM 570, Petros and Money, PMS. Track it down on iHeartRadio. He's on NFL Fantasy Live. He's got his own podcast here, along with Cindy Freeland, Free Money, a.k.a. Game Theory and Money. It's Matt
Best show
Smith,
out there.
Everybody.
Never heard it.
That's enough. All right.
If I may weigh in.
Yes.
I have two items that I'd like to
shoot.
One.
We got game picks coming up.
I know. I'm going to make it quick.
College
I promise.
Coming up. We
I
got
see
a lot
Emma
to
roll.
Get to.
I see Emma
I just
roll her
to
eyes.
Let everybody
I don't know.
Know.
It's Emma I'm concerned okay. with. I see her roll her eyes. She commands this ship.
It's great.
She commands this ship. One, to the shirt topic, just an addendum here. And I think Eddie, because he is from the big town, can relate to this. The club shirt is what got this started. The guys who were coming off of their Wall Street gigs,
yes,
and they
yeah.
were heading to that. You know, they keep the cuffs down during the day. It's right. all white, and now you're going to the tunnel until 7 a.m. And I'm just gonna pop that cuff up, and I'm gonna open this button, and it's gonna have these patterns. And now look
100%.
At me.
It's those guys, and it's when you guys. Go when you go to like happy hours, like you're going out on a Stone Street to drink
is.
Outside. You one button open, you roll up the sleeves like once, just to be like, I'm still. In business clothes, but I'm a little bit casual.
I can be
I'm
serious.
Here to party.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know how to let my
hey,
hair
listen,
down.
Listen, I was working earlier, but now look at me. I'm ready to get after it. How about
hey,
this guy?
What I you think said, a stick in the mud knows how to wear plaid? Plaid says fun, doesn't it?
If you watch Modern Family, the character
yes,
Cam always wears shirts that have the different
the
color sleeves than the shirt.
I don't know that there's been a worse fashion trend than the white collar for the super
yeah,
rich, the white
cool.
collar on the otherwise
shirt,
color
the Bob Kraft.
Second item.
A Bob Kraft.
I just dug this up, Sheck. I forgot, like, your birthday a while ago, if you
what?
Remember. I made a purchase on Amazon during the show.
Yeah. What?
Based on one of our discussions.
Do you? I remember
and
what
you
this
may
is.
Not remember what this is.
No,
but,
I'm too
but,
stupid.
Yeah, here we go.
Should I open it
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, open it up. Oh, it was a long conversation. We had. This has been sitting in my house for months now.
All right.
This is going to change your life, my friend.
All right.
Look at this.
It's a freshwater bidet, everybody.
See? Little
I got a bidet. I'm a fancy
Happy
man.
Bidet, Dave.
Yay.
Happy bidet.
All right, there you go, Dave. I purchased you a freshwater bidet. It is the Oak Leaf model from Amazon.com.
Oh,
inexpensive
you're too nice.
For you to experience
is
what life is like.
Is this a mid-roll read?
This is not a read. We do
oh,
we are not
I love
being
it
paid
already.
For this item endorsement. But all you need is
I'm
going
to polish
whoa.
My unmentionables to a high sheen.
This
I'm going to be able to eat dinner off
this
of.
Is not electric. How on
no.
earth is it going to pump water,
water pressure.
Into your –
It's water pressure.
So, money.
Yeah, it's water pressure. It won't be, you know, listen, it takes a second to get used to because it doesn't warm the water like the expensive Totos do. But once you get used to it, I think you're going to come back a new man next week when we're sitting here. All you need is a crescent wrench and either a Phillips head or a standard screwdriver. And
thanks, fella. You're the tops. That's Absolutely. Very nice of you. I'm going to enjoy that.
Would you advise Dave to start on low pressure before turning it up to high?
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just start with
my
low.
My gentle body.
Start low. Yeah. Just turn it very slowly.
Very slowly. You don't want to go to high straight
yeah, and
away.
It just depends. You know, look, is it the morning after Thanksgiving? Then maybe you need a little more pressure. Okay?
I got to say, you know how I like to go out and about at big football events and meet with the glitterati? And for their time, I like to reward them with a gift and as they walk off.
Yes.
You know what? I'm not going to re-gift this
give
one.
Away
but
that.
I'm not going to give this one away,
okay,
but but this might be a new one.
Right. Yeah.
Give bidets to football players. Hey, Broadway Joe, here you go.
I thought you were going to say you're going to take it to football games. You know, sometimes the bathrooms there aren't that nice. You walk in with your own.
The line of humanity in those sweltering humid.
It's funny you mention
that. Has anyone got a wrench?
There is a pocket bidet that Toto makes, as a
really?
Matter of fact. Yes. Yes, there is.
If
you're really hooked on it, yeah, it almost looks like those oil misters that you can
yes,
pump up
yeah,
and
yeah.
then spray into your pan or on the grill. It looks kind of like that. You pump it up, it gives you a little bit of pressure. It's got a button and a wand that comes out, and hey, everybody else at the football game, you see how uncomfortable they are constantly moving around in their seat, and you're just relaxed, feeling.
I'm proud to say, and shame the devil if this changes going forward. I leave it at this to say. I've never had to use the facilities in that manner at a football game.
Really?
I dread the idea of that day ever coming. Meantime, you had a fun one, although the home team lost there in Carson, California. You and Daniel Jeremiah doing great stuff with the Chargers. I don't have to wish you to have fun. I know you're having fun with DJ.
It's a good time, that first one.
In the booth there, and you were there for really the revelation, I think, of week one. Is that the biggest story coming out of the week, is the Mahomes performance and how scary that offense looks like it might be?
I think not to – because on this very show last week, I sort of poo-pooed the Mahomes thing and said, hey, let's wait a second. So I'm not doing this to try to keep in step with that.
It's a whole day-themed show. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And everything.
But it's Tyreek Hill. I mean, when you see that man in person, or even on TV, I think you still get it. And you're talking about being on a field with 21 other NFL-caliber players, and you see he just looks like a cartoon. I mean, he's so much faster. The way he just one misstep. And he's – I mean, it really was Tyreek Hill. He threw four touchdown passes, did Mahomes. Two of them were those little cleverly designed shovel passes to DeAnthony Thomas and Tyreek Hill. And another one was Tyreek Hill, you know, just kind of essentially setting up with his speed. So that was my takeaway is A, Andy Reid is brilliant. B, Tyreek Hill is fast. And C, they put Pat Mahomes in a really good position to succeed, even though it's his only his second year with the play calling and that speed that you just can't it reminds me of just, you know, like if you're a fan and, I don't know, just take your pick, whatever era it was, and you saw that player, like for Bear fans, right? When Aaron Rodgers comes back out and you, every single third down, you just get that pit in your stomach. That's what facing Tyreek Hill is like. Every time he's lined up, you're like, oh, boy, I don't know. This is going to – I mean, that's how good and dynamic he is.
Yeah, and that's just potentially at least the tip of the iceberg. Kelce barely looked at. Sammy Watkins barely looked at. Egad, it makes you wonder what else is left in Andy Reid's holster. And we point it out all the time. In a world with alleged QB gurus and offensive wizards, Andy Reid does it year after year. And no matter what quarterback you give him, that quarterback thrives with him. And so it's so not good. A surprise. I do wonder, though, Handsome, how do you think Chiefs fans should feel right now? I'm trying to make it into a negative thing unnecessarily, but a part of me, if I were a Chiefs fan, I'd be frustrated. Why didn't we go with him in November-ish? You know, when the wheels started to come off, go with the kid. It, clearly, we're not the formula is not going to take us to a Super Bowl with Alex Smith. Or do you just wash your hands of 2017 and say our future?
I think you'd have to be kind of negative type of fan to look back and say, what if?
Well, I am.
Yeah, I know. I think the question I'd be asking is, are we in for yet another sort of 10 to 12 win season and then a flame out in the playoffs? Like that, regardless of who's quarterback, to Money's point, Andy Reid's teams perform well, the quarterbacks perform well, and they win more games than they lose.
And defensively, they were terrible.
Right.
They were terrible defensively. I mean, you got to remember, they win that game by 10, and they were gifted a fumble at the 3-yard line in a first and goal situation, and the Chargers dropped. Not third down conversions. Two touchdown passes. I mean, Tyrell Williams literally wide open in the end zone had a ball go through his hand. So I think defensively they got a lot of work to do. I mean,
well, we'll pick that one for you in a little bit. We'll let you know about that. By the way, do want to mention, of course, as always, the Dave Dameshek Football Program, two audio shows and the video show I mentioned at the top, all presented by Old Navy. And specifically, I love my built-in flex denim. We call it BIFD around here. And it is luxurious. I wear it because I choose to. And it will suit you up in the booth in sunny Southern California, Money. Also, when it's time for you to travel up north
to Buffalo this week,
I think you'll fit in nicely. You'll be fashionable and comfortable at the same time.
The flex is the key.
You know what? As a matter of fact, for the bidet, the least we can do is get Matt Money Smith some BIFD comfort, right?
Definitely, yeah.
All right, BIFD coming your way.
Just cradling both of your well-polished
BIFD, ASA, and P.
I already have a pair.
Do you really?
I have a pair. They'll be packed. I'll be headed out to Buffalo. And you know what I'm doing on Saturday night, by the way? Niagara Falls at night. The fireworks.
Beautiful.
The light show. DJ and I, arm in arm, taking in the sights. Oh, it's going to be something.
Oh, a basket of wings.
Darn right.
You lay out the picnic blanket and sit on there and watch a great natural wonder.
And then you know what we got early on Sunday?
Football game?
Sean Merriman is making the trip out to Ralph Wilson. And he... As a member of Bills Mafia, remember, after his Chargers stint was in the Bills, he's going to be grabbing folks and throwing them through tables. So he's got a waiver printed out. You sign the waiver. He'll pick you up. He'll slam you through a table. He'll throw you through a flaming hoop.
Chargers.com or who?
No, he's just doing it. Bills Mafia put out the request. I guess their Twitter feed put out the request if he was making his way out there. I mean, what a perfect opportunity for someone that played for both teams that are going to tangle out there in Western New York. So
are you – going to volunteer yourself?
If as long as I am not committed to any pregame broadcast, I am making – I told Merriman, I'm like, hey, dude, I'll broadcast. You get a camera, you want to give me a microphone, I'll mean Gene Okerlund the heck out of that thing.
I want you to be thrown through a table.
Well, why would you want that?
I just want to see if you can do it. Like, you don't look like
stiff.
The kind of
guy.
Just
hard to
do
find,
it.
You know, if
just I do it. Why wouldn't you? You don't.
I will not. Listen, I won't be pressured like this. What if I pinch something? I got to be able to follow the action on a field. You know what happens if my neck's stiff and I can't now all of a sudden?
One of these chairs that moves.
What if it's like one of those situations that you see in old sitcoms and something, and like all of a sudden by doing that, Matt Money Smith suddenly loses his voice and suddenly he's like, "Hi everybody from beautiful Buffalo, New York, Orchard Park. What's happened to my luxurious voice?"
And then I have to go back out. Yeah, Merriman has to slam me through the table again in order to get
back. All right, now it's back. Thank goodness, Matt Money Smith, everybody. Here come your charger.
Yeah, you know, by the way, Sean Merriman, when his name comes up, I always think of on the old Adam Carolla radio show, I bet Sean Merriman that going into a game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, we made a bet that his side was relatively lame. I had to wear a dress on the radio. All right, I'll make that bet. Four people will see me. All right, if the Steelers lose, and so they did. The shame of it was that had the Steelers won that game, he was going to have to shave my name into the side of his head. Remember, he used to do
lights out.
Used to do all that stuff.
Lightning bolts. Yeah.
Imagine if he shaved Damashek into his head for a national audience. That'd be all right.
Damn Steelers, let you down.
Oh, yes, that reminds me also of in 2018, at some point on a big play, big interception, touchdown or otherwise, I want a Frusenglage from Matt Money Smith. Frusenglage!
Well, you know when it's going to have to happen.
James, what?
I mean, it's Pittsburgh, December 5th.
All right.
It'll be cold in Pittsburgh at the time out there in Western PA.
Frusenglage!
Now, is it Frusen or is it Frugin?
However you prefer.
Well, no, I'm asking what the correct pronunciation is. I want to make sure I get it right. I mean, I'm a professional broadcaster,
that's
Dave.
You're
I got
right.
to make sure we
You're
tighten
right.
that up.
You're right. Speaking of Carolla, make sure you listen to the Adam Carolla Show. I'm on there every day doing Good Sports, a sports segment with one of the funniest people to walk the planet Earth in at least a half century. Also, Dave's of Thunder. You should be listening to that wherever you find your podcast. And also, the Broadcast Podcast, MVP Behind the Glass, doing great stuff with her pal, Erica Tamposi. It's a must listen at this point.
Thank you.
This week's guest, Mike Golic Jr., right?
Yep, just dropped today.
All right. Show off. and then also money, like we mentioned.
Now, is that because so Mike can make an appearance, but we can't because Mike Golic Jr. is broad?
Oh, I get it.
Is that why? So even though it's the broadcast and it's usually a bunch of broads chewing the fat.
That's why you and me, money,
we'll
can't ever
be invited.
Be on Eddie Spaghetti and Handsome Hank's pending podcast, The Thick Cast.
Oh, Dave, I think you could easily,
Swole Patrol.
You could easily be on The Thick Cast.
That's true.
But we're not starting yet. We're still planning our first episode.
Sure.
Like I mentioned.
Planning stages.
Well, after Niagara Falls, Matt Money Smith will be on the scene to tell you what's going down between the Bolts and the Bills. And Joey Bosa will not be out there. Money for a star-crossed franchise. I don't know what the Chargers did, what Dan Fouts long ago did to smote the football gods, but apparently they have a very long memory from Phil Rivers in the biggest game in the franchise, playing in that title game, having to play on a bum knee, and LT not being right for that. I mean the pick that should have ended the game against the New England Patriots when they were 14-2 that year?
14-2.
And that should have ended it. Instead the guy who was that again? I can't remember the DB's name. Anyway, fumbled the ball, but now
I have in my mind now is Sean Green and Cromartie. Antonio Cromartie failing to make the tackle.
That's
against
right.
the Jets. That was a 14-2 season.
On
as
Sean
well,
Green
in the divisional
well.
Round.
Right. Yeah, what was that? 10-7?
I think it was 14-10, maybe.
Something like that,
Something like that.
In old Jack Murphy. And now the plague of injuries over the last handful of seasons extends now. It's already Henry. Maybe he'll come back. We'll see what happens with him. Jason Verrett done for the year. We know that. But Joey Bosa now. This one maybe trumps. But, Joey, that was the – the 2018, everybody picking the Chargers to go to the Super Bowl, myself included, was predicated in large part on Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram and company just
not having an answer.
Devastating.
Where did it come from? It snuck up on me.
It happened in week one of training camp.
Right.
And he basically sat out the rest of training camp, and then he just came back here right before week one. And on Wednesday, they going into the game against the Chiefs, he left practice, and they said that it wasn't a re-injury, but it was a new injury. And now this week, just yesterday, he went to see the foot specialist out there in Green Bay, Dr. Anderson, and apparently it has been diagnosed as a bone bruise, and he is listed as week to week. Now, I don't know if you read into that that's good, that it's not like – I think there was some concern that it might be a Lisfranc injury.
I was just going to say, you never know. Talk about a plague. This Lisfranc lady is – I don't know what why she hates football much. Lisfranc? Mm-hmm.
I don't think
That's why he probably invented this
right,
injury to
so
spite
angry.
People. Like,
yeah. Right.
Well, my parents named me Liz, and now I'm going to take it out on plus-sized fellas, you know, who right. play football. So, give them the Lisfranc curse.
So I guess that's the good news. The bad news is they're still not kind of sharing, I think, everything because there is some serious – it seems like there's some concern there. But, look, I mean, if they're without Bosa for the first 5-6 weeks – I think they can maybe navigate, you know, a 3-2, 2-3, you know. But if he's gone the whole season, then, yeah, I mean, you're probably shifting from an 11-5 to a 9-7 kind of year and really just borderline playoffs. I mean, he's that good. And we saw it against the Chiefs. I mean, they shifted all their protection, the tight end, to Melvin Ingram, and they were like, yeah, good luck. Let's see what Isaac Rochelle and Chris Landrum can do against us.
But adjusting on the fly, I can let the Chargers off the hook for not doing it there. But I think it would surprise a lot of people if they didn't. I don't care by hook or by crook what the final score is. The Chargers have to be able to go up to Buffalo and take that game
no matter
question. What in the kid's debut. You should be able – Melvin Ingram should be enough to harass the Josh Allen. I think it's the right move, by the way, right? Why are you going to stay with Nate Peterman?
I mean, so you don't get Josh Allen killed.
Yeah, I know. People say that. But, like, you hear that about baseball pitchers. Don't put them out on the hump too early because it's going to affect them psychologically.
Well, no, I'm talking physically.
Talking about that.
Physically, that is a team whose offensive line was just kind of pieced together this year. I mean, I think they have 7 of 11 new starters on defense. A lot of them are undrafted free agents or just kind of like journeyman free agents. I mean, look, it's just odd because it was a team that looked pretty darn good last year, right?
They went to the playoffs.
And almost knocked off the Jags.
It's incredible.
Wholesale changes that make it appear, I mean, look, who knows what happens, you know, in the games, but on paper, make it appear like, okay, this is probably your odds-on favorite for the number one pick.
I understand why the Raiders moved on to John Gruden. They wanted the shiny bauble that's been sitting up in a broadcast booth for a decade or thereabouts. I get why they did it, but this overhaul of a team that was probably – along with the Patriots, the favorite to get to the Super Bowl in December 20 months ago, it seems a little rash to me, but they seem like another team that is, whether it makes sense or not, they're just now in full-on rebuild because John Gruden thinks they need to be. It's weird. Speaking of the Chiefs real quick and all things AFC West, one thing Reggie Wayne did say that was an interesting point, I encourage you, Nate DeMann, go back and listen to those exit interviews from earlier in the week on the DDFP. He did point out that if you get – and Maurice actually made the same point – that if you give Andy Reid 6 months of an offseason to prep for a game and to really figure things out, that is him at his best. When he comes off a bye, we know that his track record is as strong as anybody's. Maybe that's something. If you're a Steelers fan, we'll make our game picks there, but maybe that's one thing to circle is that Andy Reid, if you give him a lot of time, is extra scary.
For people that didn't see it, I cannot recommend enough, and maybe you have Game Pass from NFL. If you don't, I think that is worth every cent and double or triple that. It's so much fun to go back and watch that coach's film. But even if you go back and look at the highlights from that game, the play that they scored those two touchdowns on and the call that I had for DeAnthony Thomas, you know, I said people misuse the word literally regularly. DeAnthony Thomas literally could have walked into the end zone because the Chargers defense was so fooled on that play where Mahomes is in the shotgun, and they did it with Tyreek Hill as well. They're in the slot, and they move inside right next to the right offensive lineman or tight end who's on the end of that line. When the ball is snapped, Kareem Hunt comes from the left shoulder, appears as though he's going to take the handoff as either Thomas or Hill are coming right to left. and Pat Mahomes shovel passes it within 4 inches of the stomach of Kareem Hunt, right through his hands. And instead of dropping his hands and holding that ball, it passes straight through him into either Tyreek Hill or DeAnthony Thomas in a full sprint as they catch it perfectly. And as when I called the play, the Tyreek Hill one, I missed it. I thought it was a handoff to Kareem Hunt because it's just so hard to follow. And they did it in the preseason, and I'm sure the Chargers had the film. And yet when you get out there, it's magic level baffling. It's like David Blaine is out there taking the snaps, and somehow the ball has made their way. Yes,
right.
It is remarkable.
But
to
the
watch
subtle
that play.
Fake by Mahomes sets it up.
Yes.
They were frozen. The Chargers
completely
defense was
both,
by
both
a subtle
them.
Move that Mahomes makes before he makes that. You know, you do the fantasy show. Maybe you could be that. Could be a new thing for you. Matt Money Smith, fantasy football conspiracy theorist, and your first case could be analyzing whether or not Andy Reid is a fantasy football player himself, because he could have just handed it off, but instead it's a touchdown
shovel
pass for
pass,
Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And
a reception.
And a reception if you're a PPR guy.
Extra fantasy points, yeah.
I want you to analyze that. Break that down. You know?
Well, I'm going to see Andy on a Thursday night. Daniel Jeremiah, of course, very close with him. So they engaged in a little bit of conversation because they used to work together with the Eagles. So maybe I'll just, you know, be the hanger-on in that
conversation.
I could
just see you up at a big board there with a bunch of strings attached to things that seem unconnected, but you're making those connections for us.
Yes.
Like it.
Hey, by the way, that
like
reminds
it.
Me, I'm doing an essay every week on Good Morning Football, the Saturday edition, thanks to our pal Colleen Wolf and company over there. They are talking about this. This week I'm talking about Cam Newton, so don't miss that on Saturday. But all right, let's
can
let's
we
talk.
All suggest things like you just suggested, sure. For money. Maybe you should ask your fans who are listening to suggest things for you to do your little essay.
What incendiary topic should Damashek burn down?
Ooh. Yep.
And I like that.
I like it.
Maybe that's what it'll be the new name of it. Incendiary Hot Takes by Damashek.
You can wear like a fire retardant suit while you're delivering your monologue.
This is too hot!
Right?
Yeah.
The full hood.
Or I have to go the other way. I have to do this from Antarctica or else I'll just
there you go.
I'll implode from the heat. All right. Hey, do we want to get into... All right, we're going to do some game picks here. We got some red challenge flag.
Let's do it.
Money had a life tip here. I think he kind of already delivered one with the bidet. But let's do some Matt Money Smith college football picks. Handsome, have you been tuning in so far?
I have. Yeah, I watched a couple of games last weekend. As you know,
what'd you watch, Hank?
Last weekend, what
did
I watch? I tuned in to watch USC Stanford after we talked about it last week. And
I hope you didn't watch Pitt. That was an embarrassment.
I did watch a bit of Pitt, and then I watched my. I've always said that, you know, I like college football because I don't have a team, and I it doesn't matter. I can just attach myself to a team or a player through the course of the season. I do kind of have a team. They're just not worth supporting generally, which is the University of Kentucky Wildcats, who I spent a season with.
That was a good.
And
what
I
a
actually
week.
Was at the 9th episode of them being defeated by the University of Florida in a row, which was in 1995, I think, up in Lexington. And now, 30-something years later, they finally got over the hump. And so that was fun to watch the end of that.
I don't think my
it was Tim Couch that tickled his fancy.
Do you know what? I watched Tim Couch play his last high school game in Kentucky.
Wow.
Yep. Before he went to
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
It's a Tucky that belongs to Ken.
Oh, this is a good
Kentucky.
I was about to do it, but you know what? That reminds me. We're better off with Handsome. You know, if
you
nothing else,
something?
You should. Yeah, you're a better voice than Damashek. I'm sure DraftKings will appreciate that. In advance of money getting into his college picks, and then we're going to do our Red Challenge NFL picks for you. Handsome, tell us about how DraftKings can enhance the experience.
I will do. Hey, guys, did you know it's week two of the football season?
I did. Well, yeah. We're
what's
all
that
we're
mean?
Talking about.
What's
Are you paying
mean?
Attention to the
what's
conversation?
That mean? A second shot at victory, Dave.
Oh.
Yeah, bragging rights and huge cash prizes are up for grabs all season long, not just this week, but actually throughout the entire season at DraftKings, the leader in one-week fantasy sports, as you well know. This weekend, DraftKings has over $2 million in total prizes, and you can play
And again,
free.
That's like 1.5 pounds?
I think we did this last
1.5
week.
1.5 mil?
1.6.
1.58, something
okay.
around there.
Okay.
This weekend, so they got $2 million in prizes. You can play. But so here's the weird thing. They've got $2 million worth of prizes, but you can play for free.
Ooh.
Oh,
good right? deal for me.
That doesn't work out, does it? But good it's good for us. Not so, you know, that's exciting. Just make your first deposit to compete for your share. So with 1 week fantasy at DraftKings, you choose when to play. Obviously, Sunday's a good day because that's where most of the games are. Draft a new team every week. No season-long commitment. So, no, you don't have to, you know, you make a bad choice. Who are you regretting anyone in your fantasy?
Carrying
league?
Around that, yeah.
Yeah, that's like, oh, no.
Albatross,
maybe
right.
Maybe it's not so good I drafted Russell Wilson. Doesn't matter. Go back next week. Reset do it again.
He's my quarterback. Is that a bad decision?
He's also mine.
Oh, all right.
I just am a little worried about him.
Without Doug Baldwin, yeah. Me too. Anyway, continue.
At DraftKings, you're the GM. You choose your players, stay under the salary cap, which is harder than it sounds, but you can do it, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. If you've been thinking about trying one-week fantasy football, duh, now's the time to play. Why not now? Because nothing makes Football Sunday more exciting than when you have a DraftKings lineup on the line. So download the app or go to DraftKings.com now. Use the code DAVE, that's spelled D-A-V-E.
D-A-V-E, correct.
To enter the contest for free this weekend with your first deposit and compete for your share of over $2 million in total prizes. Dave, that's code DAVE.
Dave, right, Dave, D-A-V-E.
Your name, only at DraftKings. The game inside the game.
Just don't put me on your fantasy team because that won't turn out.
No, don't type in Dave Damashek as someone you want on your team. You can't afford.
No, I think I can do it.
Can't afford him under the salary cap.
If you gave me like 3-4 weeks to get ready, I think I'd be fine. I'm just saying right now, don't do that.
Not now.
But week to week, I'll let you know.
So give you the heads up.
Just like Joey Bosa, week to week, I'll let you know when I'm ready. Then you plug in Damashek. Then you go home with maybe $1 million. I can't guarantee it.
I don't know if you were listening to what I just said, Dave.
Yeah.
$2 million.
Right, $2 million.
Right.
Right. Well done, handsome.
I just want money to read the last line.
Oh, he does this good.
Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Perfect.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
You want some value picks, by the way, for this week?
I would like that.
Yes, please.
30th ranked in terms of your salary cap. Austin Eckler. I like him this week against the Bills. Cooper Kupp, 26th ranked.
I like Cooper Kupp a lot.
Against the Cardinals. And how about Alex Smith? Who you're going to see that adjustment. Alex Smith right now, 16th in salary. So nice value there against that Colts defense. My three value picks for draft.
Also a defense to pick.
Cleveland Browns.
Oh, I went,
you know
Malone Smith
against the Saints.
Anyone who's playing the Buffalo Bills.
Well, but they're going to be I think they're second or third in salary. So I'm talking Cleveland Browns are
value,
28th value, right value. Now. So that way you can go get yourself your pick your quarterback.
It's funny you say that because money, I mean, now anyone worth their salt in fantasy knows that you should or it's a good idea to try and float your defense and pick it based on matchup and everything. But Money's the first guy I know who was really giving keen advice on doing just that. I did it this week in my big league. I am going with the New Orleans Saints against
the Browns.
That's a good pickup. Right?
Yeah, I mean,
I dropped the Falcons. The Falcons are done for me. I'm in the full season.
Seems
in
like aberration for the Saints defense that week one. Just total aberration.
Has to be,
it was just weird. You know, no Cam Jordan didn't do anything. The secondary was terrible. They're much too talented for that. But I do like, I'll tell you, I watched some of that. And as you did, you watched the whole game. I have not watched a domination like that from a defensive end in a while. Miles Garrett was something.
He was ridiculous.
Something to watch.
I mean, it was crazy. You couldn't take your eyes off him.
Right.
I mean, just the size of that man and the way he bends, it is Gumby-like. I mean, how close. He's parallel with the ground.
I have many thoughts on that. They're in the rearview mirror now, the awful Pittsburgh-Cleveland game. And you know what? Unlike Giants fans, like Eddie Spaghetti behind the glass, who are taking moral victories from a game that counts. Without irony, Spaghetti's very proud to say, hey, we could have won that game. A lot of good. And you know who else joined you in that, Spaghetti?
James Jones.
Sean O'Hara.
James Jones said it too.
Sean O'Hara. Also, moral victory. It's an NFL game, and it counts on your record. Where's your self-esteem? Yeah, you're a Giants fan.
You have Lombardi's
on your mantle.
When Dave's predicting records, there's not win, loss, ties, and moral victories included as well.
It was a loss
My
for
point
the Steelers.
9-6-1-1.
They didn't lose 40-0. There were parts of the game that I was fine with. And I said, if there was a league average right tackle, the score would have been different.
Yeah, but you don't have a league average.
I know
right
we
tackle.
Don't. That's a huge problem. But I was happy with a lot of other things. The defense.
Well, Sean O'Hara
agrees. When he had time, Saquon, Odell was fine. I mean, a couple drops here and there. The game could have been different.
You do know. I know it's a World Cup year. But aggregate goals do not help you advance, you know. So you can't talk about point differential in your games.
I think they were going to – I mean, most people consider that to be a loss anyway if you're predicting their schedule. So it's like what happened was the predicted outcome. It's fine. I think they're going to rebound nicely in Dallas.
Big one, and everybody's already, including me, I'm under the impression that the Giants should be able to go down to Big D. They lose that one, though. It's going to start feeling sideways. And the question I keep asking everybody, and Sean O'Hara looked at me sideways when I asked him this question yesterday. He said, who would ever think that? Do you think right now, if you could have a mulligan?
No question.
You're a Giants fan.
I know what your question is.
Would you rather have Sam Darnold
no
or Josh Rosen?
Doubt about it.
Whatever
not
your taste
close.
Is. Darnold or Rosen, no, whichever you want.
It's okay. Darnold.
Or Saquon
Darnold.
Barkley.
It's not even close.
You're
really?
Going to have to look. Yeah. You're gonna have to look across at your crosstown rivals.
I
every
know.
Week for the next decade as they have this shiny
it's my style. Point O'Hara and Spaghetti say no that's silly
because they're no. built to win now the Giants they want to win now they want to compete
even
the Giants lose to Dallas like I said you still figure to split with Dallas or at least be 500 or around 500 for the in division games anyway it's not a big deal
are they going to win a Super Bowl this year and the stacked NFC.
I don't think they're
let's just think about the
no,
NFC for the next
no,
3 years
no,
with the Rams and them. The Eagles and that's the thing.
I'm not
so,
picking
and
then
the Super Bowl. Going to win now.
It's just the mentality that we could compete, we could make the playoffs, and everyone's like, okay, you're back to where you should be. If they drafted Sam Darnold, mm-hmm. then it's just like, okay, well, you have the next 3 years to be like basically garbage, and then it's
garbage.
It's a
read between the lines.
Garbage.
You hear that? That's stinking thinking I'm hearing from Spaghetti there. Hey, well, what we need is to be back on a level. It's like, hey, they're pretty competitive. No,
it was. Year
I'm a
two.
Steelers fan. I'm competitive is not enough. Are we in position to make a real Super Bowl
well,
run? No, then with
turn
overhaul.
You never know. The Giants, the years they won the Super Bowl, I never thought they were going to
win
the Super Bowl
anyway.
But last year, it was year two for Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. The Eagles won the Super Bowl. The Rams won the division. It was year two for those quarterbacks. There's a savior.
Maurice, that was, you know what? That was actually, now that I think about it, that was Maurice's point. He said, no, you wouldn't want to do that because the Giants, exactly, are built to win now. The Jets, even with Darnold, they're 4 or 5 years away. Like I said, Maurice, what year are you in? 4 or 5 years?
They were 4-12. The Rams
nobody
were
builds
4-12.
Over 5 years to a championship. You either do it in 2 or 3 years, or you have to reboot. That's the way the NFL right. works in the 20s.
Especially when you got one of those great rookie quarterbacks on that low deal.
That's right. That's your window. That's your window to make hay, unless you have a Hall of Fame worthy quarterback. Just about. All right, Money. Before we get to Red Challenge,
can I do one quick thing?
Yes.
Because I was looking this up when I was putting together my as they call them boards for my Charger Buffalo Bill game. Career passer rating. Would you like to take a shot at what Eli Manning's career passer rating is? Because Phillip Rivers is top 10. You know, the conversation is going to start. Is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer? Statistical measures, it's a no-brainer. The man is top 6 in everything. And I think he's 6th in passer rating, career passer rating at 94.9 right now. Hmm. What do you think Eli Manning's career passer rating is?
77.7.
77.7.
It's 83.5.
Ooh, we were pretty close.
83!
I know, but you know what, though? I can't say then that's not Hall of Fame worthy when I'm making the point this week.
I'm not
Cam
making
Newton
the Hall of Fame case.
Because Cam
saying,
doesn't have a good one either. But that, for me,
crazy.
With Cam, that kind of those statistics, those traditional measurements don't apply to someone like that.
Right.
But with Eli, they do. The reason Eli's going to go, everybody knows
two
it.
Two Super
else.
Bowls.
Got the
fine.
Two against
yeah,
Brady.
Yeah, I think I'd trade two Super Bowl MVPs for a good
no, no, no. I'm making the case for Sam Darnold. That's what I'm saying.
It's it's stung.
What I'm saying is if you
get
are.
Get him, Spaghetti!
I'm getting a lot of Giants hate today. Jeez.
No. You tell him, Spider!
All I'm saying is for you to say, oh, we're built to win right now. It's like, hey, Eli's had two great runs. That's what he's had. Like, the idea that you can move on from him and get Sam Darnold in there for the next 10 years – you could point to a number of things to say, well, yeah, I mean, we feel.
All right, that was good. But you got to get – I
that was
think
great.
He deserved
that was good.
He just gave you the Spider to Pesci treatment.
It was good stuff.
One other quick thing
he
is
sassed you good.
If Saquon is also – if he's awesome, it's also hard to say, like, oh, we should have taken Darnold. If Saquon's a Hall of Fame type running back. You could pretty much – you know, you could find a quarterback – you know, next year, year after, you know what I'm saying?
No.
What if, but if
I don't.
Got,
I think there's more Sam Darnolds than there are more Saquon
no.
Barkley.
Are you crazy?
What?
No. Are you crazy?
I think Saquon's head and shoulders above a lot of other running backs.
Who led the league in rushing last year? Kareem Hunt, a guy that was taken in the third
where
round.
Where was Jordan Howard drafted?
Yes, fourth round.
And when did a running back win anyone a Super Bowl?
Yes. When is the last time a running back carried a team to a Super Bowl victory?
We'll have this conversation when his career is over, and we'll see how good it is.
Okay, but if spaghetti, you gained so much, and now you fall right back.
Well, you know how it ended for Spider. Had that one great moment.
Spider didn't shoot himself, though. That's the difference.
You're telling me if he's not like a LaDainian Tomlinson type Hall of Fame career, like awesome, the best of the best, every year in, year out, you're not going to be like, oh, that was worth taking him to.
Not if
what
Sam
if
Darnold,
Darnold
is
as well?
It could be true, but I'm not sure if Darnold's going to be
and
like
I'm
a
not
Joe
sure
Montana.
Saquon is.
I think he is. I think
okay.
Saquon
let's
is
let's put a pin in this
best.
One, and we'll come back to it. 50.
You know what? I want to do something because of the Hall of Fame thing real quick. So let's cut to the chase here. Just give me two because I promised them. LSU-Auburn.
Oh man, the list is long for LSU. We got ourselves a quarterback this year named Danny Etling, and you're gonna see we're gonna have a
balanced offense.
Yeah, no, it didn't work that. Oh, we got ourselves a quarterback this year, transfer out of Ohio State, named Joe Burrow, and you're gonna see him throwing all. They can't get a quarterback, but it seems to not matter.
Why can't they get a quarterback?
It's the craziest. I don't know. It doesn't make sense why they can't find a damn quarterback.
Because they grow DBs and receivers in the bayou.
Running backs and offensive linemen and defensive linemen. For whatever reason, Alabama figures out how to make it work. Auburn can make it work. Ole Miss can make it work, but they can't. So that's what'll make it interesting. I think Auburn, I mean, Jared Stidham's one of the better quarterbacks. It's at Jordan Hare, and it's not Jordan Hare. For those of you listening, it's
Jordan Hare.
Jordan Hare. Floor Eagle.
It's not New Orleans.
No, it's New Orleans.
It's not Louisville. It's Louisville.
Right.
Kentucky.
Jordan Hare.
Kentucky.
So there's the difference. It'll be a great game, as it always is. Last year was a fantastic game. So I'll lean home, and Gus Malzahn, who got himself a break, was going to get fired, and then took that great run all the way to the West title in the SEC. And I'll take Auburn there.
Am I seeing college football 2018 correctly when I say this is an SEC-type year?
Ohio State is pretty darn good.
You don't think that there's going to be some distraction at some point related
there
to
could be, but
August?
I mean, Nick Bosa is the best player in college football. I mean, just – He's going to end up being the number one pick. It'll be – unless one of these quarterbacks raises their hand.
Be weird if, like, the Chargers, the wheels came off because Joey Bosa's hurt and they get the first overall pick and they draft Nick.
And look out. I would hate for that to happen.
I would
hate for that
a bad,
to happen. Make for a long 16 more weeks for me. But
who you got the Buckeyes traveling to play the Horned Frogs?
I think that's an easy one.
They're going to roll them.
Ohio State. So, I mean, look, Gary Patterson's good. The Horned Frogs are solid. It's at AT&T in Dallas. So it's a home game for TCU. Sorry, Marcus Took, but Ohio State's good. Nick Bosa's crazy, crazy good. I mean, crazy good.
Better than Joey at this stage?
Yes. Yeah, and Joey was fantastic, obviously. He was fantastic.
By the way, when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. You know the Jerry Orbach rule is alive and well here in honor of the late, great Jerry Orbach. And I was wrong about Joey Bosa. Coming out of school, I said, he's going to be proven to be just a guy. You know, he was surrounded by so much talent. I was quite wrong on that one. All right, you know what? We don't have time for life tips because we got to cut to the chase here. It's time for the Week 2 Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Can we have a do-over?
I don't think
that was good enough.
Really?
I thought we had good spirit there. Okay.
I felt like I got my Neil Peart.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. All right, now we'll do it again if that's how you want it. Ready?
I think I've got more to give.
Kentucky.
Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Oh, you did dig deep there. I did hear the difference.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well done.
No, good job. We have five games here to pick. Two things I want to tell you about. Oh, also coming up right after. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We'll give you – make sure you watch the video, Dave Damashek football program, because that's where you're going to see the spoiler alert where I tell you the final scores for every game before the first one even kicks off. Quickly, though, I do want to give you my upset pick of the week. It's a mild one, but the Detroit Lions rebound from a shameful Monday night performance. They travel out west.
San Francisco.
I know nothing makes sense that they would be able to travel in a short week to the West Coast and win the game. And yet, that's exactly what they're going to do.
After that performance.
Wasn't it here that we addressed? I think we addressed it. That Jimmy G throws a ton of interceptions. Mm-hmm. And he did in that game as well. And I know he was under duress, and you know, it's a heck of a pass rush to have to deal with. It is the best defense in the NFL. But the guy threw three picks. He threw, I think, three or four picks in the preseason. He threw five picks in six games in his run last year. You got to clean that up, man. That is a quick way, that is an easy way to lose a game when you start throwing interceptions, and he had three of them in that contest.
By the way, another thing, I don't think I said it on the Dave Damashek football program, so I want to make sure I say it here and now, but it is out there in a few other places for posterity's sake. Your world champion, the team that is going to win Super Bowl 53, is the Los Angeles Rams. That team is
it's good.
Going to be
it's
dominant, and you want to pick it apart. You want to be cynical about, like, yeah, but look at the team. They are grossly loaded all over the place. They just better not get hurt.
That's
on the
thing.
Yep.
They have no depth.
That's
they
it.
Are so health dependent. I mean, look, every team is. But like you said, that offensive line, if Andrew Whitworth goes down, man, are they in trouble. I just hate even saying that, right? You want everyone to be healthy all season long. If they are, I mean, you saw what the Raiders were able to do in the middle of that field. Their linebacking core is a mess, and that's where teams are going to attack them passing the ball because they can't attack the corners.
Couldn't keep Ogletree, which is too bad because if you still had him in there, now it's, all-time defense kind of shaping up to be. That secondary is great. Just the names, if you've been following,
it's
if
crazy.
You're a pedigree snob like I am and you watch college football for all those years, that they've amassed those guys now in the secondary, quite a thing. All right, let's pick up with the game that we were talking about earlier there. The Chiefs, the Steelers, Handsome Hank, I turn to you in Heinz Field. Choose.
Dave, I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs to win this game.
All right, money. Throw that flag. I can't throw it. I'm going to eat the flag.
Oh, but Dave, come on. That's your thing.
That's Maurice's, what Maurice calls shekin.
Yeah.
You shekin.
Shekin now.
Hey now. You shekin now.
Let me pull. So do
I'm
I
not
start?
Shekin. I got it at 21-20. I think that the Chiefs are going to get over.
I think there is a lot of points here.
Man,
65 plus.
I want to read you some lines.
Both
here.
Teams are going to be anxious to depress scoring from the other side. They're both going to try to run the ball.
Keenan Allen, 8 catches, 108 yards and a touchdown. Melvin Gordon, 9 catches, 102 yards. Austin Eckler, 5 catches, 87 yards. Mike Williams, 5 catches, 81 yards. Some people cite the Chargers as having perhaps top to bottom the best receiving core in the NFL. That didn't come to fruition considering Travis Benjamin and Tyrell Williams dropped touchdowns that could have won them that game. But the Steelers have the best receiving core in football when you pair Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster, and they are going to eat that secondary alive.
Watch out. The other name to watch out for, James Washington.
James Washington, the third guy.
Didn't get a whole lot of reps out there, but I think
while we're looking at those money,
Philip Rivers should have thrown for 500 yards and 5 touchdowns.
But while we're looking at those numbers, there are a couple of Chiefs players that kind of went missing.
And by the way, no Joe Hayden. You also have no Joe Hayden.
That's true. But I'll say I think a lot of it, it's what Reggie Wayne, sort of alluded to, that – like last year with the Patriots giving up 55 points to the Chiefs in the opener, now it's on film. Now you can get your guys, okay, this is how they scored 2 touchdowns. Again, remember, special teams, a 91-yard punt return because the special teams, unit fell asleep and had to deal with that. And I do believe that's it. There's
partly
too much,
they fell asleep, but he is the best special teams player in the NFL.
No
right
question.
Now.
He is Devin Hester.
So you can't just say it's just because –
But I think that's now. I think that is now on tape. It's like
right.
Okay,
it's going to be the Devin Hester effect.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. Teams
it,
are not going
to anywhere. But
they'll just kick it out of bounds. Yep. Hey, I know Drew Kayser's got a big leg, and you're proud of yourself for booting it 70 yards in the air. Don't do that.
Yep.
Kick it out of bounds. So I just think this is an Antonio Brown game. I think this is one of those where Ben's going to pass for over 400 yards, and that defense is. I just want to see it prove it. The defensive line didn't create a lot of pass rush. The secondary was absolutely torched. I mean, Orlando Scandrick was lost out there. So
from your mouth to Mean Joe's ears, let's get off the schnock.
Darn right.
Next up, a great NFC North game early on in week 2 here already. High stakes. Aaron Rodgers, bum knee. Big performance from Kirk Cousins last week. Matt Money Smith, Vikings. At the Packers.
Choose.
Vikings.
Nobody's going to go with Aaron Rodgers at home after what happened, the heroics.
If they were healthy, I'd think about it.
That's right. That's precisely right. Now, here's the one thing I will say for the Packers. I got a 29-26 in Lambeau. I do think the thing, in spite of relatively lofty point totals that I just stated there, I think that The thing that got ignored about the Packers' comeback is that the defense is good in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And I like Mike Pettine there. And if you think about it, the Khalil Mack touchdown gave the sense that, boy, this Bears and Matt Nagy,
it
was fine. It was the first quarter, you could see it felt like, oh, they got the Packers with their pants down. Oh, they're doing some clever stuff on offense. But it's not like it amounted to a whole lot on the scoreboard there. I think the Packers, bottom line, have a good defense.
I think the secondary was really impressive compared to what you've been used to seeing over the last 2 or 3 years.
But I feel like the Vikes have one of those early season roles going. We'll see if they can sustain it. I have my doubts about Kirk Cousins over the long haul, but I do think that they can ride that wave, especially like you say, with Aaron Rodgers not at anywhere close to 100%.
Just real quick, the one thing that'll be interesting if the Vikes do lose is you'll have a lot of people in the district going, we told you. You know, Kirk Cousins, whenever we needed him to win a primetime game or a big game, came up flat. And whether he doesn't have that, whatever it is.
Interesting.
Quarterback quality that you have to have, and that was always kind of what their position was. So it's a big one. I mean, this is likely for the North. So you know,
I think right. I think he might dupe Vikings fans into thinking he is that guy, but a week two win in Lambeau against a hobbled Aaron Rodgers ain't exactly that. But you're right. Yeah. Next up, handsome. Or I guess I'll go.
I think it should be you, Dave.
All right, this is another interesting game. That's why we chose it for our picking.
You're
here.
Good at that.
The Panthers. No, it was MVP's work behind the glass.
Well, M does a great job.
All right.
Thank you so much.
It's number one against number two.
I'm leaving out of the frame.
Versus
Ryan. I'm out of the frame. I'm ready to throw it as hard as I can.
So hard at you.
Damashek, choose. I forget what my final score is on this one. I think I've got it 28-20 home team. Really? You're taking the Panthers?
Taking the Panthers.
Explain yourself.
Well, you gotta score once you get to the red zone. And the Falcons can't manage to do that. They're hobbled. I mean, I'm a big fan of Deion Jones. I'm a big fan of Deion O'Neal.
Those are major absences. I thought the defense was going to be dynamite. Yeah. Now the wheels are off already.
And I'm just not a Steve Sarkisian guy. I'm not. You know, I mean, it's you saw it in the formations.
It was
in the lack of creativity.
It's like wait, you're really going to run the same play out of the same formation three times in a row?
And here's what dumb people do, and I'm speaking on behalf of dumb people as a dumb person. I go off of what I perceive to be the case, and I did not have to think about this very long because in my perception at least, the Falcons can have whipped up on the Panthers on occasion in Atlanta, right?
Yes. It's,
and Julio Jones has had some of his biggest games against Carolina. I know the people physically who he had those big games against, most have moved on to other places. And yet, some of those things remain true no matter who puts the uniform on. I have a hunch. And by the way, I say it all, especially early in the season, if you have to have the game and you don't want to be behind the eight ball and be chasing it the rest of the season, good teams show up and win a game that they have to. This is a home game.
It's a good
against
team.
The division foe. They don't want to be 0-2. The Falcons in a year that their stadium is hosting the Super Bowl. I just suspect that they show up, that they have the greater motivation in this one.
And I think Dan Quinn is capable of putting the defense together, even though there are those two injuries to key players. He and his staff will put together something that will work against that.
I wouldn't be surprised if Christian McCaffrey gets off here because that stuff is already starting there. Charlotte. Well,
also linebacker gone. You know,
I know, but also McCaffrey drops one, and then Cam has to run it in, and now we're back to see Cam's their best threat at the goal line. They have to put an end to that if they want to stop the attrition on one. They have to either C.J. Anderson or Christian McCaffrey has to take at least a little bit of that load off. I do think Christian McCaffrey has a good day. All right, wow, we got a bounty of great
some good
games
ones, right?
Here, boy, oh boy. Next up, handsome Hank.
Yes, Dave.
Patriots, Jags, Duval County, AFC title game redo. Miles Jack wasn't touched. Choose.
Jags.
Oh, money again, the contrarian. I like a little heat. The studio running red with Matt Money Smith's flags.
Man, I'm talking too much here. You guys do some analysis first before. I've been talking too much on these challenge flag picks.
I said a couple of times in August, did I not, Eddie Spaghetti and MVP? that I have a weird suspicion that Blake Bortles is halfway decent in 2018. I think that the Jags understand that they cannot do what they want to do, namely go to the Super Bowl, hiding their quarterback all season long. Blake Bortles looked pretty good in New York.
Looked great in the playoffs last year.
And he looked good in the playoffs, too. I think he's not a halfway bad QB.
I think you might be right, Dave.
I just don't think he's the junk that he's been, you know, considered to be for by me and many other people. I think he's well, that's not the only reason. Leonard Fournette's not even out there.
Yeah, I think Lenny,
probably
missing Lenny is my one concern about making this pick.
Huge.
Is that huge. Blake Bortles is going to look decent because Lenny's in the backfield with him. Without Lenny, TJ Yeldon didn't do much for them ever and didn't do much for them last week either. That was my big worry about taking the Jags in this game, but I think partly my heart as well, I still think the Jags can win.
I just think, you know, Spaghetti, you know, who and his moral victories notwithstanding, it did look like the Giants could have won that game. The Giants definitely could have beaten the Jags. This is an interesting one for the Jags at home against obviously a good offense or at least a great quarterback. If they look mortal again, I wonder if that starts to puncture their Super Bowl dreams a little bit. But I do think that defense, chip on the shoulder, they're going to want to hand it to Tom and company. They feel like they got robbed in the title game in Foxborough last year. I think they show up 20-14. I got it.
Here's terrible analysis from someone who didn't play football. This to me is like the ultimate Bill Belichick. Oh, you guys like puffing your chest out and you want to say that you gave it away, that, oh, they had it and we just mismanaged the clock. Guess what's coming down on you right now? Just so you file that away into your brains as opposed to a victory over us before the playoffs come, because you're probably going to win the South. So let's make sure. We Jalen Ramsey, corners cover Gronk the best. Okay, here comes Tom Brady and Gronk. A heavy dose of it. Enjoy this. Now, on paper, the Jags should dominate him. I mean, that offensive line is not what it was last year.
That's my point.
But
Tom Brady and Belichick have something in store to send a message. With whom? Who are they sending with? Gronk, and more Gronk.
That's bad analysis, but I have faith in that analysis because I see it too often.
Yeah.
It happens too regularly that this is the kind of game that you say, remember last year, and look at this O-line, and they got nobody. Oh, and now Philip Dorsett's their number one receiving option. You got to be kidding. And they just put it on a team. And that's
it's
the freaking Patriots. It's stupid, but
that's not
every
stupid.
Year.
What's stupid is what Damashek does. Again, I'll speak on behalf of dumb people. I keep trying, in spite of the preponderance of evidence to the contrary, to figure out like how the Patriots can't. Well, they can't be good now. Now they can't be good, and yet they just took down the Houston Texans,
right?
And they did it with relative ease, although that was a bad call at the end of the
terrible
half,
call,
and that swung the game. Obviously, all right, let's bring it on home for Spaghetti here. In fact, do we want Spaghetti to make this pick?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Well, I feel like it's going to be unsatisfying because
it is actually.
I don't know. Maybe I'm feeling bad for the. All right. Go ahead, Spaghetti. You pick this one out here. New York Giants. Whoa! You know how this game works, right?
I do.
All right, here we go. The New York Football Giants, alleged America's team, Dallas Cowboy. In fact, it's the Philadelphia Eagles. Dallas Cowboys. Eddie Spaghetti. Choose.
Taking the G-men.
Nobody can throw a flag at you there. Odell, boy, the wheels are off in Dallas, I guess.
Right? Odell Beckham said yesterday, he goes, it's going to be a slow start once this Pat Shurmur offense gets rolling. He goes, I don't want to use the term impossible to stop. It'll be pretty close. And I trust them. And I think the opposite is for
you
Dallas.
You
trust the guy who catches passes in an offense.
I trust Odell.
Right.
That's going to be impossible.
I think it's
stop.
The opposite for Dallas. I think Dallas's offense
I think Kelvin Benjamin pretty was
awful.
Pretty excited about where the Bills were going to do on offense this year, too.
Okay, wait and see.
I got Odell scoring two touchdowns in a what do I have that one at? I think I have that one tight, too. 29. I think I have that 28-27, as a matter of fact. Those games are always weird between those two teams. All right, well, there you have it. We don't need to analyze that one too much, I don't think. Pull the trigger. Do what you have to do to go get Earl Thomas if you want to be relevant in 2018. Maybe that's the first step. And I don't know what the Seahawks are doing holding on to him. To what end? I guess they're holding on to him to get the best possible price for him.
That's why when they go 0-2 and they then change their third to a second, Earl, and then they go 0-3 and they change their second to a first, then Earl Thomas ends up in Dallas by week 4 and the Seahawks get a 1-4.
They're not going to get a 1.
They gave up 2 ones for Joey Galloway. You know how this works. Yeah. They're the Cowboys. It's what they do.
All right, that's it for the show. But I do want to ask Handsome, because you're here. How do you feel? Here's another upset for you. I got the Miami Dolphins beating the Jets. Oh, now we're calling that an upset.
We're calling that an upset? How do I feel about
it? Do you think that's – do you agree with that assessment?
A week ago, if you'd asked me, I'd be like, great, they play the Jets in week two. They're 2-0. I don't think so much now, but I don't think it's – I don't think it's – the Lions looked super just terrible.
Terrible.
They were terrible.
The team,
I don't think the Dolphins are terrible.
While Ziggy Ansah, you know, hobbled by halftime, didn't help anything because they don't have depth at that, and that's a lot of why I believed in the Lions was built around Ziggy Ansah. I knew that was a roll of the dice there. But also, Stafford specifically was just really like, what are you looking at, man? What are you seeing that makes you think that's a good idea to pull the trigger there?
You heard what Darren Lee said. They knew what was coming.
Yeah.
If they knew what was coming, though, I mean, you're right. Some of the throws he made that were picked is like there wasn't anyone else to throw that ball to.
I love the gunslinger. You know, I love the gunslingers, and they make the crazy throws from weird angles and from weird arm angles and everything. But Matt Stafford, year 10, still that back foot throw, drilling it. Try like, is the ball, you throw it hard enough that it's going to pass through the three defenders that are standing between you and your intended target there? What are you thinking, man? So, yeah, I'll take the Dolphins, though.
Me too.
Will you?
Yeah, I will.
Handsome?
They haven't been great on the road. Do you want to throw a flag at me?
I think I'm going to take the Dolphins.
All right.
Yeah.
Fun.
You know what the problem with the Dolphins is? There's no sizzle, man.
I think there is.
They have no feel at all, right?
Right?
I don't think you've seen the sizzle yet.
I'd like to see it because right now, and even like going back to last year.
A team that wears Aqua, too, you would think would have to be saucy, but no.
Here's two sizzly things for you. Number one, their secondary, Rashad Jones, is fantastic.
Okay.
He's playing like he was 2-3 years ago when he was making the Pro Bowl. Minka Fitzpatrick is going to be incredible.
Agree with that.
In their secondary as well. And Xavier Howard is already a good corner. And then Kenyon Drake just makes plays.
I just need sizzle.
He just makes plays.
I'll try.
He's sizzle.
Okay.
And Jakeem Grant is sizzle when he runs untouched for an 102-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
You watch.
There's some sizzle there. They're just not names you know for sizzle yet, but you'll know those names for sizzle.
Here's one last prediction for you. At some point during that game in the later stages, maybe it'll be early on, he won't be able to help himself. Eddie Spaghetti is going to float a tweet to everybody saying, how you feel about Darnold now? After Minka Fitzpatrick makes his second pick of the game.
No, I'm pro Jet and I'm pro Darnold. I'm shocked you guys are talking him up, and then you guys are like, yeah, Dolphins are going to win, though. Like, you got to have conviction. Stay with Darnold. Jets are going to go, you know, 16-0.
He can have a good game,
and
they can still lose. He can still look capable and lose.
All right.
I don't think anybody said, hey, the Jets are just a good quarterback away from making a Super Bowl run.
There are other pieces.
They got Bilal Powell and Isaiah Crowell running the ball.
Crowell's on the fantasy team this year.
And Robbie Anderson is a number one receiver.
By the way, that's the other thing. If you want some info to throw back at people making the Darnold case, that ball should have been picked. The Robbie Anderson touchdown should have been picked off. All right, good stuff.
Throw, though. It was right there. That thing just came down.
It was, but it's still, if the DB turns around, he would have picked that ball. All right, listen.
All right.
Also, by the way, the Browns, really, shouldn't they go with Mayfield? And the Cardinals, shouldn't they go with Josh Rosen? What are you waiting for? You're not winning a Super Bowl. Go with the kids.
Week 3.
Yeah.
You know how it is.
I think that's why, by the way, that's the thing with Rosen. Rosen is week 3.
Week 3.
That's one more prediction.
Because they'll start 0-2, week 3. All right.
Well, they're not going to. And to throw him at home adds weird pressure for him to be in L.A. and get housed by the Rams. That wouldn't be the greatest debut for Rosen. So next week they'll put him in. All right. Next week we'll reconvene and we'll kibitz and we'll see how we did. Until then, Emma V, please hit the music there. Reminds me the broadcast. Make sure you're checking it out. The Daves of Thunder, the Good Sports on Adam Carolla Show, the Chargers broadcast with Matt Money Smith, Fantasy Live, Free Money, a.k.a. Game Theory and Money, Cindy Freeland, and Matt Money Smith. Handsome, you want me to promote anything? And Jordan Mileta, too, right? You want me to talk about him? Hit it again there, Emma V. I couldn't hit it. I ran out of steam. I started droning. Once I said broadcast, you know. Also, Old Navy. Go get yourself the built-in flex denim. BIFD.
BIFTA.
Make sure you're wearing that. Thanks for the bidet, Matt Money Smith. Wait, we're winding up here. I had one more thing I wanted
to say.
Oh, the video podcast. Go watch it. Thin Slice of Heaven.
Woo!